Hey everyone, Nurse Mike here, and welcome to SimpleNursing.com. Right now, you're going to be listening to our Pharmacology Mastery Series. Now, this is only the audio version of the fully animated videos there at SimpleNursing.com. So we're covering the top 150 drugs that are need to know for the NCLEX. And we give you a visual aid, as well as a memory trick, plus a follow-along cheat sheet, and here's the awesome part. Free NCLEX-style questions, neatly organized in our brand new app. So go to SimpleNursing.com, you can join for free, you don't need an access code or anything like that, you can start learning today. Now before we get started, you have to listen to an awesome podcast called Good Nurse, Bad Nurse. It's kind of like the Twilight Zone of nursing stories. So Nurse Tina from Tennessee brings to you one crazy wild story that seems unbelievable at times. It's basically one story of a bad medical professional and one good story that kind of warms the heart in each episode. A few weeks ago, we collaborated on this murder mystery case where the scientist tied a bomb to himself in order to frame his own murder. So it was pretty wild. So go check it out. It's called Good Nurse, Bad Nurse. I think it's one of the most interesting podcasts. If you like Law and Order, if you like murder mystery cases, if you like interesting, crazy stories, then it's the podcast for you. Now, without any further ado, let's get into this pharmacology series. Now, first up are NSAIDs given for mild to moderate pain. So we made the acronym NSEC to help you remember all the names of NSAIDs. So N for naproxen. Guys, big NCLEX tip right there. The number one NSAID given is naproxen, according to question banks. S is for salicylic acid, aka aspirin. And A for acetylsalicylic acid, again, aspirin. Guys, this is also an antiplatelet used to thin the blood. And I is for ibuprofen and indomethazine, which everyone should know ibuprofen. Now, a key one is K for ketorolac. Brand name is Toradol. This is the only one we can actually give through an IV. Now, the indication is we give to reduce a fever, known as an antipyretic. So, basically, a fever reducer. As well as anti-inflammation. Typically given for gout and arthritis, like an RA. Now, guys, a common HESI and ATI question usually has something like this. Gout teaching has been effective when a patient states, I can use ibuprofen or naproxen for pain. Yes, because gout and arthritis usually indicates inflammation. Or a patient with RA, rheumatoid arthritis. Guys, NSAIDs relieve the symptoms. Now, as far as the mechanism of action, NSAIDs decrease prostaglandin response. So, to decrease this pain and inflammation, you can think prostaglandins are like a big party popper that basically puff up the body and contribute to inflammation. Also, they decrease platelet aggregation, especially with aspirin, which leads to a big risk for bleeds. So to help you remember this and all the key points for your exams, we use the acronym NSAIDs. N for it's not good for the entire body. We're talking GI bleeds, so it's bad for ulcers. Bad for the lungs, we have bronchospasm, so it's bad for asthmatic patients. Bad for the heart because it leads to hypertension and worsening heart failure. Talk about kidney clogging. Guys, it increases creatinine and BUN, the two kidney labs, as well as blood clots. So guys, the key point here is we never take two NSAIDs simultaneously. Use the lowest dose for the shortest amount of time possible. Now, S is for sticky blood, known as a thrombosis. Guys, again, increased risk for clots. So it's bad for patients with a clot history, like an MI or a heart clot, a stroke or CVA, basically a brain clot, and even DVTs and PEs. Now, again, aspirin is the weird one here. It's kind of the hybrid of the group, and it's used to thin the blood for cardiac patients. But we cover more of that in detail in its own lecture. Now, A is for asthma, guys, big NCLEX tip here, leading to bronchospasm. So just remember, NSAIDs are not safe for asthma. Key terms are asthma and nasal polyps. The nurse should clarify the order. Now, this info has been mentioned various times throughout many different quiz banks. So the common question is, a patient with asthma or nasal polyps, usually the options are to use acetaminophen instead of an NSAID. Now, I is for increased bleed risk. Again, another big NCLEX tip here. So we monitor and key term, notify the HCP for all types of bleedings. So keywords for bleeding is easy bruising, tarry stool, and coffee ground emesis, usually indicating a GI bleed. Now, since NSAIDs block prostaglandins, which protects the lining of the stomach, guys, we avoid peptic ulcer patients, leading to GI bleeding. And we always take this medication with food, never on an empty stomach. But if the patient is on an acid reducer like a PPI, then it's okay to use an NSAID. Now, the big key points, we avoid ego vitamins. So guys, no vitamin E, ginkgo, garlic, and even omega-3 oils. Kaplan states that these should not be mixed with NSAIDs due to the increased bleed risk. Now, the HESI also asked about ibuprofen. So here's some key words here. Do not take on an empty stomach. Perfect. Patient with acid reflux on ranitidine, a PPI. Yes, it's okay to take. And I occasionally use ibuprofen for my knees with a rheumatoid arthritis patient. So yeah, that's perfect. Now, D is for dysfunctional kidneys. Again, renal injury with long-term use, aka nephrotoxicity. So we avoid renal patients. Guys, we always use acetaminophen for fever with patients with renal disease. So memory tricks here for the labs for renals. Creatinine over 1.3 means a bad kidney. Urine output 30 mLs or less means the kidneys are in distress. And K for ketorolac, K for kills the kidneys. Now finally, S is for swelling heart, for CHF and hypertension worsening. Most over-the-counter NSAIDs contain sodium, which swell the body with fluid, and really bad for heart patients, which exacerbates the fluid overload, leading to worsened hypertension. So guys, key words here. Clients with long-term hypertension or cardiovascular disease, say no to the NSAIDs. If the patient is taking NSAIDs, then we notify the HCP. And the HESI ask, a patient with hypertension or CHF, I will call my HCP before taking ibuprofen. It's the right answer. Perfect. Now, as far as key patient teaching for aspirin, we're really monitoring for the toxicity and the contraindication. So for toxicity, we look for tinnitus. We notify the HCP. Tinnitus is the ringing of the ears, which is the earliest sign of aspirin toxicity. Now, it's not an expected finding, so we have to report to the HCP. And tachycardia and hypotension usually are bleeding signs and symptoms, also to be reported to the HCP. Now, for the contraindications, the big key point is A for aspirin, A for avoids kids. Guys, possible Reyes syndrome. So any child with a viral infection like a flu or varicella, basically chickenpox, guys, we do not give any salicylate-containing medications, not even Pepto-Bismol. So for kids, it's best to use ibuprofen and Tylenol off and on for that fever until it subsides. Now, lastly, guys, I said it once, but I'm going to say it again. NSAIDs are anti-inflammatory. They do not affect the CNS like opioids do. So they don't make anything low and slow. So don't let the NCLEX trick you. No orthostatic hypotension, so we don't need to have slow position changes. No sedation or mental status lowering, so it's okay to drive. And guys, no suicidal risk or suicidal thoughts.